And around the country, families have been doing their back-to-school shopping, many, of course, using credit cards to buy those backpacks, book covers, and calculators. Some are turning to an old-fashioned payment plan. NPR's Jack Zahora reports that the layaway is back.
For those who never bought something on layaway, here's an overview. If you want an item, you put it on hold at the store. Pay a small fee, say $5, then make regular payments until you've covered the full cost. Only then can you take it home. Many large retailers discontinued layaway by the 1990s, citing customers' lack of interest. These days, with many consumers in credit card debt and retailers needing every sale they can get, layaway has returned to stores such as Sears. And at Kmart, which never got rid of layaway, a recent TV ad campaign is giving it a push.
I'm going back to school shopping at Kmart.
But it's summer, right?
I'd like to plan ahead.
Ah, Kmart layaway.
At a Marshall store in Arlington, Virginia, Nicole Renman just put a whole shopping cart full of stuff on layaway.
Bed sheets, household items, children clothing, socks, shoes, you name it, everything's in there.
Renman says she's using layaway because she's afraid of falling behind on her credit card payments. But just such as with credit cards, Renman says layaway can be addictive.
Because it's easy. You don't have to put your money up front right away.
There are penalties if you don't finish your payments. They change from store to store, but there are usually fines. And in some cases, customers could lose all the money they've paid so far. But that's not stopping Renman. She's already made her first payments on Christmas gifts. Jack Zahora, NPR News, Washington.